With the game in question, the Wildcats defense played well in the homecoming game win over Greenville. And I talked with Wildcats defensive coordinator Tristan Abram about that defensive effort against Greenville and the Hallsville offense coming up this Friday at the Prim.
We did a great job, I thought, just playing fast and running to the ball. Greenville came out with a little wrinkle for us at the beginning. They had huddled in the past. They come out against us and they line up in a no huddle set, but they would start shifting and getting to whatever they wanted to get to real quick and snap the ball. So therefore, you know, the first couple of series we had to adjust to that, and the kids did a great job of adjusting to it and lining up, and here we go, let's play football. But once I believe we kind of started making our adjustments, they stopped doing that. And, you know, in the mind of our kids, hey, it's game on now. You know, you stop doing whatever it was that you wanted to do, and you're fixing to line up and let us see what you got. We're fixing to come after you. And they did. You know, kids played an outstanding game up front. You know, those D linemen that we mention every week, you know, again, Carson Hicks, Derek Weeks, great games. You know, great game. Kane Cody, Stalkup had a great game, man. I mean, it's just unbelievable the things that those guys did up front to make the ball not – there's no gaps in here. You know, they played so hard. Hey, you're not running up in the middle here, and you have to bounce the ball outside. And then Jalen Dugan, Zach Spigner, Kobe Hutchins did. I mean, those guys did a great job of playing on the edge and making tackles out there. So, you know, all in all, it was a great defensive effort.
Hallsville, when I think about them again, kind of a power kind of attack, always from the shotgun, but mm-hmm. and a running back that we've been facing for 4 years, Wilder.
Yes.
And you know, tell us about Hallsville.
Hallsville offensively. Man, I don't know who to compare them to, but I'll tell you this. Their offensive scheme with running the ball is phenomenal. They do a great job of making you do everything right in order to only allow them to get 2 to 3 yards if you do everything right. And with that being said, if one man messes up, then they're fixing to bust 8 to 10 yards on you on one snap. And they do things that – even though you're doing right, because of what you have to do, you're wrong. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of times Friday night when you see the quarterback keep the ball, and then you're going to see the quarterback hand the ball off to the running back. It's just an option type of offense that they're able to get a body on a body, and whoever the unblocked guy is has to make the tackle. So we're gonna do everything we can to try to mix up what we're doing. So that they can't, you know, really expose us, but they do a great job of scheming and every year is the same thing, and we've had our hands full this weekend trying to prepare for them. We really have. It's a defensive staff.
KSST Sports.